Now we have here in verse 6, for which things sake, that is because the world does these things, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Now men are not lost simply because they do these things, and they are not lost because they haven't heard of Christ. Men are lost because they're sinners, sinners in their hearts, and because they're sinners, they do these things. Now, we did these things once, and I hope that's a true statement of us. I hope we're not still doing them, because he says, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. This was the thing that occupied the mind of this man that made $1 million. He very frankly said, I worship that almighty dollar, and I wanted to get the next one, and I was after the next one. But after he came to Christ, he decided he'd spend a little time in seeking the things of Christ. Oh, my friend, do we put him first? And are we today engaged in the very things the world's engaged in, and God intends to judge them for it? Well, how shall we escape the judgment of God? Well, somebody says, I'm in Christ. Well, if you're in Christ, then seek the things which are above, and you won't be doing these things. Now, will you notice? Verse 8, but now ye also put off all these. Now he speaks, and this is, I think, quite interesting through this section here. These are habits that we put off as a garment. And after all, a garment is a habit, is it not? A great many folk today, they have a riding habit, and they have a golf habit. I have an old pair of slacks that I play golf in. That's my golfing habit. I don't look very good, but that's the habit that I wear. And different people have different habits that they wear. Well, that's what he's talking about here. Put off these old things as you'd put off a dirty, filthy garment. And you don't send it to the laundry. You throw it away. You put it in a garbage can. You put off all these. Now, what are these things that you're to put off? Anger. I think we have here an increase of this. From anger comes the next one, by the way, wrath. Some people get angry and get over it in just a few minutes. The Lord Jesus, you remember, he was angry at the Pharisees because of the hardness of their hearts. And anger's not sinful in and of itself. But when anger turns, and we're angry at the wrong things, of course, but when it turns to wrath, that is when we develop an unforgiving spirit. And then the third one is malice. And someone has said malice is congealed anger. Well, that's what it is. Oh, there's some that not only do they nurse it, but they're going to try to get even. And there are Christians that do that. And may I say to you, he says you put that off as an old, dirty, filthy garment. You couldn't represent Christ with that. Now you have blasphemy here. And I think blasphemy actually can be of two kinds. You blaspheme against God, and you can blaspheme against man, by the way. Now, blasphemy is to defame the name of God. It doesn't mean just necessarily to take his name in vain, but it's to misrepresent him. It's to hate him. I have a letter from a lady. I think I shared that with you. No, I haven't shared that letter. I probably ought to. She says about how God took her little 3-year-old child, and she hated God because of it. And somebody gave her our little book, The Death of a Little Child, and it brought her to the Lord. She realized that she'd only been a church member before that, hadn't really been a member. And you blaspheme God, friends, but did you know you can blaspheme individual? Christian friend, when you make a statement about a Christian that's not true, some statement. I know years ago, way back in the old days, a man made a statement concerning a certain preacher. He was Arminian in his theology. And although I'm a Calvinist, I certainly would never make the statement concerning a man that he did. He says that he's of Satan. Well, when you do that, you blaspheme a man who's a Christian. And when you say things that are not true, or things like that about a child of God, friend, you're blaspheming. You're guilty of blasphemy. And so you have different kinds of blasphemy. Then filthy communication out of your mouth. And I can't believe that Christians indulge in that, but I'm told today that there's certain little groups that meet together. They share dirty jokes, and I understand that there's some that use swear words. In fact, I've heard of certain Christian leaders that do that. I do not believe that you can be a child of God today, friends, and live like this. These are things that are to be put off.